shit fucking out of that phone.
I am. Welcome to another Alski episode, right here at All The Right. Big shout out to my brother George. Whoop, we're getting text messages on this shit. Nah, but you know I don't edit anything. Alright. There we go. It's a fucking thing. I don't think you can hear it on the mic, but I just blew up myself. Like I always do. Anyway, once again, welcome to another episode of the Alski Show right here at All The Right. Big shout out to my brother George. Big shout out to Sticker 5. Stick 'em up, Inc.
That's what's up, my dude.
CEKCK crew. Big yeah. Zeus. My brother Bid.
Yeah.
Spen, Crush Proof. BPLA, Robots Will Kill. Bowery Boogie. TYO Toys. Phil Force. Check him out. He got some dope trains in. Alright, Boundless Brooklyn. Big shout out to them as well. Big shout out to Rocks Art in the Cut. My man Johnny Dem. Dirty Work. Bobby DMS. Ram CBS and his daughter Fox. Big shout out to Danny Diablo and Madball on tour. Big shout out to Present Trace and WC Crew. Scam Dust, Reps, Mellow Marshy. And of course, my kids, Chia, Rocco, Vito, Juju, and my better half, Vicky. And here we are, with another episode getting ready on the way. I'd like to introduce to you, the brother, Dova, Big Nat. What up, what up, what up? We got Sloan in the house making all that fucking noise. What the fuck? Shut up. Shut the fuck up already. How's what's up?
What's up, everybody?
Now, what the fuck? Were you on a fucking cheerleader fucking squad?
Dova BF, it's a pleasure to be here.
All right.
Rocking since 1980.
Look at that. I don't even have to ask questions. He's just fucking rolling right up on that shit.
Fuck that.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
I just used to love guarding graffiti, riding the 6 train, and seeing all the insides and outsides bombed to death.
All right. So who was a big inspiration to you when you came out?
RD357.
Shout him out.
Shout out to my man, my nigga, RD357, man. My homie since 1980.
There you go. How about you, Nat?
What's up?
What's a good word?
Well, it started, you could say 1990. I grew up in the world of graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, a lot of people know this, some people don't. I have a cousin that writes. He writes Nash U5. Shout out to Nash.
Shout him out, U5 crew. Big up.
Yo, know, Nash is your cousin?
Yes, he is. No. Family. So, you know, he's the one you want to blame for the corruption of me, you know? But then after the
corruption.
That.
Corruption.
But then, hold on. Then after that, I was actually perfected by one of his own brothers, PG Ism, TPA. Let him rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Shout out to PG in heaven. And those are like my main two influences, but I have many, many, many.
Yeah, we all do. But that's the beauty of the show. You bring out names that people haven't heard in a minute, and that's what it's all about. Shout out to PG, rest in peace. And shout out to all the brothers that left too early because, you know, life is short. You gotta stop, smell the roses sometimes. That's the way I say it. That's the way I see it. That's the way I call it. And it is what it is. So, there's you guys, what's the boroughs you represent?
All of them.
Spanish Harlem.
All of them. That was simple. All right. That's a good one. I like that, all of them. Yeah, Sloan, like I said, Sloan is here. You hear him in the background. Sloan, what borough you represent?
Queens, baby, all day.
Queens all day. All right. There we go. I just had to get that out of the way before you jumped in. You know how it is. Sloan is like my thorn in my side. Always welcome. Never throw him out, no matter what.
Damn, my dude.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, it's the road rage, brother. It's the road rage. Now, if you ever on the phone with this cat, bro, while he's driving, man, oh, my God. It's like fucking, all I do is laugh. That's it. All right.
Dova been in the car with me. You already know.
You been in the car with him?
Hell yeah,
I bet
man.
You, I bet you he never got back in the car with you. I can tell you that. Right?
He'll talk your ear off. Trust me.
Talk your ear off. Beep the horn. Fucking it. Yo, one time his horn caught on fire, I heard. From beeping all the time.
Where you at? I need to hit those spots. Yo, where the spots at, Dove?
Come on,
let's do this.
That was an incident I had.
All right, there's another shout out too, man. Cause KRT is another inspiration.
Of course.
And another brother since the 80s is I used to roll with too.
King's Run Doc. Things.
Doc too. Doc. I haven't seen him in a minute.
All right. Yo, Doc, FC's boy, Doc?
KRT.
All right.
D.O. used to do D.O. throwies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can't forget him.
So, tell me what basically got you started into the graph. I mean, you know, were you a kid taking a train or next door neighbor? I mean, you said who your influences are. But what was it?
My influences, like I said earlier, was seeing riding the 6 train. And it was really, really bombed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was too young, but I was hungry. I was hungry for that.
Right, right.
To write. I wanted to write. I didn't know what I wanted to write, but I was really hungry. And like I said, I made it my business to look for RD because he was up a lot at the time. And he showed me the ropes.
Okay.
Him, KK1, JJ, rest in peace. I used to go to the layups with them, duffel bags full of paint.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't interested in bombing the trains, though. I was more interested in exploring the tunnels and the tracks, the equipment. Bombing the tunnels.
Natural vandal.
Natural born vandal.
Natural born killer.
He's definitely a natural born.
Now I've seen you up for years. I see you push a shitload of crews. I seen you bomb with the best. What's the thrive?
The thrive is seeing yourself up and having somebody else saying, "Look, I seen you here, I seen you there, I was in the middle of nowhere," and I turn around and who do I see? I see you up again. Like, what the hell is he doing here?
I got a good question. I mean, it's a basic question, but your tag, Dover, how did you come up with that? Was that actually your first tag, or?
I actually stole a tag from somebody else, from Chelsea, typical Zayd. Dover.
But okay, all right.
You can't really write nobody else's tag, but I started doing that on paper, and I said, yeah, I got to come up with my own tag. So the Dove bar came out.
Okay.
And that's when I switched it to Dover.
The Dove ice cream bar?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
And the chocolate.
That's actually
where the name came from.
Okay. That's pretty interesting because for years I always said, you know, I always asked myself, you know, how did he come up with Dover? And I actually said Dove. So I, you know, I'm confirming my own thought. That's cool. That's what's up. How about you, Nat? Is your name Nathaniel?
I do write my name. I'm guilty of that.
Okay,
my name
is actually, there's nothing wrong with that.
My name is actually Natalio.
Natalio?
Yeah.
Wow, I kind of like that. I never heard that before.
It's a very unique name passed down because my dad had the same name.
Right. And, it does sound Italian.
You know, it's just a hard name to write if you're going to write graffiti. There's like seven or eight
letters.
Yeah,
well, so. I'm 5 letters and it's a bitch. I think I should have went with a 3-letter tag myself. But.
Yeah, I cut it down because the thing is, it's hard to do the 8 letters. Plus, it takes more paint.
Oh, absolutely.
Plus, I mean, I was used to my mother screaming at me, just calling me Nat, and everybody in the neighborhood knowing that that's me.
Right.
I mean, I just ran with it. You know, I figured, you know, cousins writing graffiti, that's what I want to do.
Dover actually got to feel my pain. I mean, we both got 5 letters. I mean, that's a bitch. I mean, look at Sloan. Sloan's 5 letters, and he does SLs.
I always said it. I think it's a jerk to have a 2-letter tag. Yo, it's too easy.
Well, yeah, 3 letters I like. 3-4 is good. 5, I mean, I just...
But if I could go back...
Alski's Alski. I mean, I can't abbreviate it.
If I could go back in time, I would pick a 2-letter name because you could get more ups.
Yeah and no.
Stretch of paint.
I don't know. Me personally, I kind of like it. It is, you know, kind of hectic when you're out there. You know, 5 letters is a bitch, but the 3-letter Nat tag, that's pretty straightforward. You know, you can't abbreviate Nat. I mean, how do you abbreviate Dover? DVR?
DV, I used to do fill-ins, but I stopped that.
Right. See, me, I always did ASCII or an A. That's it. I mean, ASI, what the hell is that?
Well,
yeah. In Spanish, that means así.
Así, aquí. Like that. See that? I could put the A-K-I, aquí.
Well, I think I'm going to start doing
not those. That it's spelled
I'm going to start doing those DV fillings again.
Ah.
I only stopped because my man Devo was doing DV fillings and he had beef with Beer, mm-hmm. BS Crew. And he used to go over my DVs because he thought it was Devo, but, you know, that's another story.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, you got nothing but time to tell the story. So, I mean, you're no stranger to beef. I mean, like I said before, you've bombed with plenty, you've beefed with plenty. The graffiti from yesterday is definitely different from the graffiti today, but you have the mentality of yesterday's graffiti, the way I see you bombing anyway. Which is great.
That's a fact.
And what's your outtake, like the beef today compared to the beef from yesterday? Is there a difference to you? Do the rules still remain the same?
The rules still remains the same, but nowadays it's really more internet thugs than real people wanting to see you. It's just
right.
about people
well,
wanting
agree.
To show off
right.
to other people.
Right, this is true. But then you do have the people that
I think it speaks clearly because you see my shit still running in the streets, regardless
Absolutely.
Of all the beef
Absolutely.
That I have.
Absolutely,
it remains like mostly untouched.
Absolutely, and you're like the handful that your style has remained the same, which is your signature.
I think the difference in the Thrive is that I'll come back, and I'll keep coming back, and I'll keep coming back, and. They don't want
taking,
it. They don't want it. They don't want
back.
That.
Right. Well, you know, listen. I
show up in every show. I'm not hiding from nobody.
But, yeah,
I be everywhere.
Is this is true.
They
you
got me on Instagram.
Everywhere.
I don't get no messages from nobody saying anything.
Is this true?
This is true. Because you're telling me about shows. Like, you know, my work schedule is unpredictable. I would love to hit a show every week.
Whoever created Instagram is a mother effer, straight up, because that's instant contact. Instant contact with a person. If you contact them and they ignore you, that's it.
It's on.
Self-explanatory.
Right. So it's pretty much like the street. If you try to step to somebody and they, you know, they roll out, you know, they run.
I don't hide. I go to every show. Like I said, I'm always at the DMS bar every Wednesday.
Absolutely.
People know where I'm at if they want to see me.
Shout out.
I'm on the same block.
Lucky 13 Saloon. That's right.
No doubt. Respect to DMS.
Well, you got Danny Diablo's out on tour, which I mentioned earlier, with Madball. I'm sure he's killing shit over there.
Definitely.
I got to go pay a visit.
Smurf,
you know,
Skid,
I gotta go check him out. I went there a couple of times, but gotta go more often. I see you guys fucking doing shit on the outsides. Fucking, I gotta get that wall over there. Everybody hits it sooner or later.
Hey, Vandal Squad's probably out there right now, though.
Yeah, they're probably taking pictures and saying, "Look at these dumb motherfuckers." Nah, I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you.
Shout out to Miami Art Base. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah,
it was like a free for all. That was a free for all.
I gotta try to make it out there this year.
New York represented last year, straight up. New York, it was there heavy.
Yeah,
heavy.
How about you, Nat? Did you hit Art Basel? Basel?
Nah,
Basel?
I don't go to those functions. I mean, I have no disrespect intended for anybody, but I'm at a place where. Right now, my age and what I've seen and what I see and predict to come, I don't feel like investing my time in Art Basel. Although there are people that want to do that, I'm not for Art Basel. You know, I'm a local Bushwick dude. You know,
shout out Bushwick.
I like to stay close to my home and I like to deal with my environment first before I go outside, especially my state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a pretty conflictual personality and I try to limit. The places I go because you know I'm trying to live a better life and be a more peaceful artist today.
Nothing
as opposed
wrong with that.
To being a knucklehead.
True.
But you know there are challenges and there are people who test you and you know whatever. So I'm still working.
There's tests every day. The minute you wake up there's something going on. But you know I gotta respect all opinions because everybody has their own outlook. And you know what? Certain people don't grow up. Certain people grow up and then continue to do what they love to do, which there's nothing wrong with that as well. People have families, people have bills. You know, life is just life, and you got to enjoy it. You go out, you bomb for a few, nothing wrong with that. You hit every day or you don't hit every day. You just you stay true to the game, and I'll say it over and over and over again. You got paint in your blood. You'll never get rid of it, no matter how old you are. That's my opinion on it. Then you have people that fall off the face of the earth, and they really don't want to have anything to do with graffiti.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not one of those. So, I can't help it. It's in the blood. It's in the genes. But what I've learned through my old age, as I feel now, is balance.
Well, I don't like using balance. That old age shit. Yeah. A number's a number. That's just like, you know, Dover got a number 3 on his shirt. It's just a number.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Representing Polo, yo.
It's just a number.
Low lives.
Listen,
forever,
it's
B.
Vintage, no problem. But 3 will remain 3 throughout, you know, throughout fucking existence. You know what I'm saying? But I personally feel that when we grew up seeing the graffiti, there was actually people before us that wrote graffiti. And, you know, from the beginning of time, I personally feel graffiti stemmed from the Egyptians.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Yo, these people were genius.
They were
putting inks on stone or carving stone, and it just evolved from that. Then when you get the people that actually wrote graffiti with spray cans, you know, it...
So who actually really started writing?
Well, that's like who crossed the road first, the chicken or the egg, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Same thing. But
that's a very argumentative topic.
That's a good point. But you know what? I think if we all take that same approach that you just brought up, and like you see, like the knucklehead graffiti writers, we backtrack and we go back to the Egyptian days, and we look back to see, okay, this is what started, this is how they progressed, this is what they turned into. We can probably grow as a community. But we're still at the point where we're still going at each other. We still don't know what we want to do, whether we're street artists or whether we're graffiti artists. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of time, you know.
So, saying that, you know, mentioning, you know, your Bushwick, there's always the controversy with the street artist. And you know,
yes.
It's... I like the
controversy. Yeah. Is how are they gonna do pieces over somebody that's got the wall for 20 years and they died?
Well, see that nobody should do. But then again, they probably
that's the real
don't
controversy. They're going up to the supers knowledge. Nowadays and asking for permission.
Right. Right.
Our
right.
permission is going up to them and doing what we got to do.
Right.
But they don't like it.
So do you actually like art? Do you like seeing the art?
I love art. I love all forms of art. I'm open-minded, not saying that I admire every piece. I'm open-minded to all forms of art as long as it's respectful to what I feel morally is right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open to being a decent human being and not being an animal, although we all have that side and I tend to use it a little more than most. But I give people the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
But I do feel like a Native American losing American soil, you know, in my own hood. And it's not even my own hood. It's where Bushwick became the art capital of the world. And, like, I feel like we, as graffiti artists, have a battle to take across the world now besides just New York and the transit system. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's so crazy. And it really is focused on budgets and wallets more than the love and passion. And that's why people like Dover and people like myself and a lot of other artists just take the risk, and we just say fuck. Excuse my language. You said, you know,
nah, dude,
just
this, fuck this, it. There's no ratings on.
We
this
just
shit.
Say fuck it and go and put in the work. We deal with the consequences
absolutely.
As you it comes. Listen. Tomorrow's a new day. We deal with the consequences after that. The next day, the same thing. So, I mean, if we all work together, we can grow. But you know, we're still in the battle stage. You know, we're still learning.
It's as a battle every day.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, every single day, and it gets harder and harder and harder. You know, until the
absolutely.
Last day.
Well,
like time changes, there's always two sides to everything. I don't agree with all the murals that come up in Bushwick, especially, like I said, because of old graffiti that's taken away and won't ever come back. But this is what the people really want, like the art culture and It's like more we doing illegal stuff and they more doing legal stuff. And everything's moving kind of towards the legal stuff now.
Well,
I'm just one of those dudes that's trying to keep the illegal shit alive.
Yeah, but you also got to remember, I mean, from the time you started writing graffiti, you know, graffiti never really stays forever because people buff the wall, other writers take your spot. So that's where I'm a little more open-minded because graffiti's nothing that is going to last so long because you're going to have the other new jack that has no clue to what he's doing that's going to take your spot. And then, you know, if you're still active like you are, you're going to take it back, and that's where the beef comes in. But the way I look at it is nothing set in stone. There's only one thing you're guaranteed in life, and that's leaving this earth. That's the only thing
for sure.
We are all guaranteed. Nobody's guaranteed tomorrow. Nobody. But you're guaranteed death. Kind of ironic, isn't
eventually.
It?
Eventually.
Right. So, you know, when you have a number, you know, I truly believe that everybody does have a number. And hopefully none of us leave anytime soon because, like I mentioned before, too many people passed away. I mean, you look at Instagram, that's one good thing because you tend to see, you know, oh, shit, yo, he passed away. If you didn't have social media and you didn't have a connection to this writer, you wouldn't know till maybe a year later.
Exactly.
You would still be actually,
not true. Listen.
I disagree with that in the sense that
listen.
When we were growing up, we didn't have Instagram. We had word on the street. So then if you
yeah,
were connected
but word
with
on
a
the,
writer at a
word
certain
on,
station,
word on the street
the
today.
Word would get to that writer, and then that word would come to you, and then you would spread that word. It was quicker than Instagram, my dude. Believe me.
Mm-mm.
When some went down in the graffiti world, we knew about the shit a day later, son.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
If you didn't have a connect to someone that passed away, you weren't finding out shit.
But it didn't matter if you had a connect or not. It was you heard it in the hood. The news traveled from hood to hood to hood, borough to borough. We didn't need Instagram. We didn't need all this shit.
Beepers. Remember beepers?
Beepers. Exactly.
Yeah. There's no ever don't know nothing about that.
No.
Oh, come on, Johnny.
But listen, I tend to disagree. I think social media is a lot quicker. It's
for
worldwide.
Sure, for sure.
It's worldwide, dude.
I mean, yeah. The problem that I'm having, too, is nowadays, I can't even recognize a graffiti writer. You guys need to figure out a way to differentiate the different artists now. Because, like, half the graffiti writers, they don't even admit being graffiti writers anymore. You know, there's a lot of people out there even doing shows that are graffiti writers. And all of a sudden, they change their name to something else. And they do other projects that are not graffiti related. And are they still graffiti writers or not? In my opinion,
well,
yes.
Well, if you're not going to own your name, then you shouldn't be in the game. That's the way I look at it.
Like, and then you have a lot of artists.
You know, I mean, me, I'm Alski. If I'm going to do art, I'm still Alski. If I'm going to bomb, I'm still Alski. I do my show, I'm Alski. And that's just the way it should be. I mean, if people are using different names, I don't agree with that either.
Yeah,
not at all.
That seems
not
to be the case these days.
I got to agree with you on that. I don't believe that's the proper way of doing it. But listen, yo, who the fuck are we? You know, we're just here talking
who the
shit.
Fuck that, I'm slow.
You know, yeah, dude. I don't even know if people are gonna hear you. You back there screaming like a fucking lunatic. But you really believe that? Dude, go to the store, go buy extra headphones, extra mic, and then make sure you bring it with you every time you come in. I love fucking with you. Anyway, now, train era.
Train era.
Straight up train era.
Straight up train era, but never hit the trains. That's a regret I have right now.
Okay. Now, what do you feel about, like, argument's sake, you missed the train era, trains are clean. Do you ever say to yourself, why aren't we taking the trains back?
You think it would really happen? I really don't think that the city would allow that nowadays. It's not going to happen. Mm. It's just one of those things it's just a part of history. If you wasn't writing before and it's already documented, it's not going to come back.
Right. Do you think that if we went out in full force and destroyed every car that pulled into a subway station?
How many people do you know would be with it?
Well, no, I'm just asking. I'm asking you a question for your advice, your opinion. Because out in Europe, these guys are holding up these trains for 5 minutes. They got guys doing the top to bottom whole car. So, and when I see this, I say to myself, why aren't we doing this?
I think that has to do with the fact that, especially in Europe, their transit system is not as advanced as ours in a way, but it's more advanced.
The security may not be as advanced. Our train system is 100+ years old. Right. And if you're in the tunnels, them fucking tunnels are 100+ years old. The thing that I personally think is people in Europe really don't give a fuck about it the way we do.
That's exactly right. You hit it on the nose. You're absolutely right. Because, give a fuck about niggas hitting the trains over there.
Go over to, Scam told me, Scam Dust. You know, he goes to Japan and he's telling me, yo, these trains are hitting 200 miles an hour.
Them shits is way more advanced.
You know what I'm saying? Over here, does 50 miles an hour on a curve and a fucking motherfucker's derailing. I mean, look, you had that train that just derailed in California. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
40 and shit.
Yeah, doing 40 miles an hour. Whatever.
Security is way worse here in New York, so that's the difference.
Yeah, but I'm just asking you because you know what? I think about it over and over and over again. I say to myself,
We could go over there and bomb the shit out of it.
Absolutely. Oh, you could even go to Detroit. You don't have to go to Europe. You could go to Detroit, Chicago, whatever. The thing is New York City is the staple of graffiti, in my opinion. People say Philly, whatever. But if we were to form a fucking alliance, you know, like you call 10 guys, Nat calls 10 guys, Sloan calls 10 guys, I call 10 guys, and we get 200-300 people, you don't think we could cause mayhem in one night?
And you know what they're going to do?
They're going to round us all up.
No. They're going to do the same thing they did when PJ smashed the one line. What they did, they stopped the whole one line service until every train was buffed. There was no one line service running.
Yes.
That's what they're doing nowadays.
But do you realize that train gets buffed when it pulls into the service yard, into the train yard?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're hitting a train at South
that's
Ferry.
That's the old school when we used to jump in the track, train pulls in, pop in the tracks and do a floater real quick.
You know what's kind of funny? Now, I know Sloan was a layup fucking monster.
If they see and they could stop that train, they're going to stop it and express it over to the cleaning station.
I don't take the train much. On occasion, I take the train. And last week, I was on the train and I was in the tunnel. And I saw a train laid up. No lights, nothing. And I took a double take. I'm like, yo, that's fucking rare.
They still do it, though, nowadays.
But they do it. Like, argument's sake, when we have, like, a rainstorm or something where they're going to get flooded out, they do pull the trains in.
The middle tracks are usually laid up.
To the express. But how often is it that you see a train laid up, nothing going on, and it was in the afternoon?
There's a couple of times I took the train, and I did see pieces on it. I mean, about four times on 8th Avenue on the L train.
Mm-hmm.
I live off the L line, so at night sometimes I take the L. I noticed there were pieces on the actual layup that they have at 8th Avenue, but they put the train out of service.
But it's still got to get to the yard.
It was going from 8th Avenue because apparently they did it right there because there's a layup right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I guess, got discovered there. And I watched it at 6th Avenue pass me by on its way to the yard to get buffed. I tried to take a picture, but my camera was too
slow. But that's my exact point. Stuff.
But there is a train.
It did go.
It did go.
Someone had to see it.
I seen it.
You did.
I seen it.
That's what I'm talking about.
The LIRR by 05 points is a train that's laid up in the station.
Yeah.
Motherfucker hit that shit. And you know what? It stood in that station.
And, still,
and they keep hitting it. Niggas keep hitting it and hitting it.
And it's still running. I actually.
That's weird.
I actually noticed the kid, Uncle Robert, on Instagram. He's got his thing up on there. And big shout out to Murr, which did a stomper on one of them motherfuckers. You know, not to blow anybody up, but I wanna rock a spot, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I would love to rock a spot, but damn, like, man. Like, dude, really? Like, is it that easy?
Listen, I seen it a few months ago, and I actually took the train yesterday, and I know,
that's why I mentioned it, because I seen it when it first got hit. And I figured they would pull it out.
That was in the snowstorm. About a month ago, whatever it was, it's still sitting there and you still see it.
That shit's been there over a year.
No. Like I said, on occasion that I do take the train, when it was the snowstorm, I saw it was bombed. I took the train yesterday and it's still there.
That's what I'm saying. It keeps getting hit. It keeps getting hit.
So, listen, I wouldn't mind hitting that shit.
Let's work this out.
But yeah, we could work it out. We definitely
let's do this. Should. Let's fucking do this.
He's talking to the wrong two. We're the active ones. We're the ones that put
in the
work.
Wrong two. Not at all. Not
that
all.
Shit is flavor to hit that shit.
This is why I'm asking you these questions, because I know. First
man,
off,
I'm gonna hit on my man RD, and we're gonna do this.
I know we all think about crazy shit.
Because we out.
But what's wrong with me even thinking? There's nothing wrong with me saying, yo, fellas, wouldn't you like to see the fucking New York City subway system bombed again?
Hell yeah.
So why isn't it, like, you remember the movie The Warriors?
Hell yeah.
Okay, they had everybody up in the park. We should do the same fucking thing one day. Get fucking 1,000 motherfuckers and everybody just go fucking, you know, mayhem.
Go ape shit, right?
Ape shit, there you go.
Fuck that.
Straight up.
I love the concept. But realistically, there's too many egos right now. That's why we need to work on the egos with each other first, man.
Yeah, well, you know what? The ego is, you're always going to have the ego. Ego is just part of fucking everyday life. But I really would like to see that happen. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking out my ass, but I still would love to see that happen. Listen, you could do.
I'm willing
we
to
need,
do
we need a some officials to get up there in power that don't give a shit.
Yeah.
That's when that's going to happen.
Well, like I said, I would love to see that. I would love to see that. Now, you're an old school writer. You're an old school writer. We're all old school writers. What was your painter choice compared to today, since we have a larger variety?
Well, I always went with Rusto. They used to have the nice fat cats back in the days.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, I like all those new brands now that you could stick the orange New York fat cat.
Mm-hmm.
That's my the new cat. Doesn't matter what the name is, as long as it's not a Krylon or a Rusto. That's my paint of choice because it just comes out better.
Sorry.
Better color, better width.
Hey, Sloan.
Better power coming out of the can from the pressure.
How about you?
Just wish we could rack those, man.
Personally, I like to write with whatever I could rack or whatever I could get my hands on. I mean, as far as old school paint, I do have a preference. Like, I really miss the smell of old school Krylon Plum. Mm. It had this distinct color. And also Cherry Red. Those are two colors that... And Ultra Flat Black. Those were colors that pop into my head and I miss them, you know. But I use all types of paint, man. I'll use brushes. I'll use rollers. I'll use whatever I can, you know, and... As far as like war and graffiti, I'll go over anybody with whatever I can too. I don't care. It doesn't have to be paint.
I was a Krylon head myself. I agree with everything you said, but now, you know, I've on occasion that I do go out. You know, I'm not gonna say yes, no, whatever. But I do like the newer paint better because the Rust-Oleum is water.
It is.
I mean, yeah, rack, but. If you're going out there and the shit's just dripping all over the fucking place,
yo.
I don't have time to find the right fucking cap and all that other shit and the fucking uprop adapter.
This is the difference between new paint and Krylon and Rusto.
Yes.
You want to be there 15 minutes doing the filling or you want to be there 2 minutes doing the filling? That's the real difference nowadays.
Yes. we don't have time for all this motherfucking Paris pain and all this bullshit and fucking. That's the Krylon and Rusto. That, you know, using that, thinking back at that, you know, my era and shit, and what we did with that paint, motherfuckers can't do that. You know, the illest whole cars were done with Krylon and Rusto.
But remember, the paint was made different. It was better back then.
Yes.
Nowadays, they're trying to make their money stretch. Yeah, that's why it's shit.
Yeah, that's why it's shitty.
I mean, I ain't gonna front. I got a car full of fucking Rustos. Because that's the shit that I could get my hands on quick.
For real.
But the paint of choice would be the more Rack expensive life. Now. Because that's more deep color, more pressure, and better fat caps, for sure.
You think that the paint companies in by doing this, like putting out this type of paint at this high price, they're taking the ghetto element. Well, I don't want to say ghetto in a bad way, but it's what we grew up on. Do you think that they're taking the hood out of the game? By pricing it as such.
That's a great topic, man. I mean, I've been doing some research on that, and you'd be funny, you know, it's funny to find out that a lot of the people that want to sell the paint are graffiti artists. Like every other week or every other month, there's a new graffiti artist that has a new line of paint, or this new artist that wants to support somebody from somebody somewhere else. So they want you to buy this label because of this and that. You know, I mean, I recently spoke to a couple of like OGs, and you know, there's no point in mentioning names, but you know, I mentioned to them, listen, I'm gonna go racking, you know, because I still rack my paint, and they were just like, racking? No, we're commissioned. We have pallets of paint. We don't do that anymore. I mean, to me,
more power to the guys that get free paint.
I will still rack. It doesn't matter to me that's part of the whole culture, a part of who I am as an artist, a graffiti writer, a bomber. And, you know, it's just crazy with this paint stuff going on today.
Listen,
you know,
if you're
going
to buy paint, make sure you come to All the Right, because they got Beltan, they got the Montana Blacks. Yeah, you know, it's a perfect plug. But, you know, they got the caps, they got markers, they got ink, and all of that other
shit. And then
shit.
If you want to look nice good, long. They got the clothes, the sneakers, they got everything you need.
Go ahead, finish collaborating what you were getting into.
Can I lift the mic up? So they're taking away an outlet that we invented. Graffiti came from the hood. Graffiti didn't fucking come from California with the surfers. Graffiti didn't come from the Hamptons with your benzos and your cocaine. Graffiti came from the hood. Kids invented this. Our childhood people invented this shit, and they took our shit and made it their shit. And now we're on the outside looking in, because there's a lot of talented people out there. A lot of talented people from the hood, you know? And yo, that shit burns me, Nat.
You want to take it back?
Burn
you want to take
my,
it back?
My dude, that shit burned me.
Remember making the fat caps out of a razor? Opening the hole bigger?
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Nobody knows about none of that shit
come
nowadays.
On,
none of these kids know none about that shit.
LC, let him rest in peace, is the graffiti writer who taught me that one day, man. That's how I learned how to do my fat caps.
That's
How about the needle?
Hell yeah.
Heat up the needle, put it in there, and bore it out. Mm-hmm. So, grab a chair.
We made our own fat caps, man, back then. Now you
grab
can just
chair.
Buy them.
Pull up with a chair. But listen, they have so many cans, so many caps, so many inks. But you gotta remember the old school shit. Marsh, Flowmaster, Garvey. You can't take the history away when it comes to the ink anyway.
So you know, the point I'm trying to make is that they've taken our hieroglyphics from the underground and they've used it in advertising. They've used it in all, you know, and in all types of commercial art. You know, they've made graffiti acceptable. They've made it that they took our creativity away and they claimed it as their own, my man. That's what I don't like.
I personally blame one graffiti artist. I have a personal qualm with one graffiti artist that I blame for that happening and opening the door for all of that. I've expressed it to this person directly and indirectly.
Are you going to drop dime? I mean, you're keeping us in limbo?
I mean, okay. Basically, if you want to point, you know, point fingers at certain people, want to label people that, you know, things they're not. I have a big beef with Cope too, man. I blame Cope too for selling out graffiti. He sold us out. And as far as I'm concerned, I go way back with the dude. I remember when Fernando and I used to have lunch together when he was a printer. Before all this gallery shit. Now all of a sudden he gets a passport and he's almost speaking French and now we're enemies. So I blame Cope for selling out graffiti. So when I put my anger on the walls, I can't be mad at the foreigner trying to make money. I gotta be mad at my boy who sold us out. So at the end of the day, that's the person I'm angry for that.
Okay, I could understand your argument on that, but at the same time, he actually opened the door for graffiti writers to make money. Now, listen, do all things come to an end? They sure do.
They do.
Okay. People in one stage of his life or anyone else's life, you piss off the wrong people, people are going to start closing the door on you. They are not going to give a fuck who you are. And listen, social media is like bullying. It's the same thing. People keep picking. Eventually, the apple's going to fall off the tree. Now, I'm not putting any name out there in that particular way. But, you know, you're mentioning Cope sold out, you know, the graffiti thing.
In my opinion. This is based off of Nat KOA's
absolutely. Absolutely. And I agree with what you're saying. But at the same time, I don't know. I feel like I'm in fucking Switzerland. At the same time, he did open the door. And hey, look, you know, I sell stuff on my website, maybe not for as much money as he does. Definitely not for as much money as he does. But me personally, as a graffiti writer, if I want to buy graffiti, I have a limit to what I'm going to spend. You understand? People that are making tens of thousands of dollars on a canvas, if you're not a pure artist, and what I mean by artist, like Da Vinci type of shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't see why people would pay that much. I don't know if you could relate to what I'm trying to say.
I don't see why people support the human being behind that. I'm still trying to figure it out. And I mean, I'm not an art curator. I'm not the judge of art. I'm still a student of art, learning.
Absolutely. But you learn every day. You're 100% right.
But I got at least almost 30 years experience into art, so I'm not new at this, you
well,
know?
Nobody, it's, no, it's no, one, no one's labeling it's, you it's, as new to the game. I understand all the points you're making, but like I said, you know, when you look at the big picture, okay, Cope is making money. How many other artists are making money? They're doing the same thing. So it's like a coattail type of effect, like a domino effect.
Yes.
Once one falls and it hits the rest of them, everybody else is falling.
Exactly.
So this is the great controversy of art, graffiti, Instagram, cell phones, beepers. You remember them big ass fucking brick cell phones? You know what I'm saying?
Motorola.
It's like, the Motorola brick. But you know, it's time evolves, and you know. It's just so interesting to hear what you have to say, what Dover has to say, what Sloan has to say, what anyone has to say. This is why I love doing what I do. And listen, interviews could go on forever, but like I said, I don't come scripted. I come to talk. And I feel that this is more knowledge than a cue card. Because you're speaking from the heart. Dover's speaking from the heart. Dover's bombing the shit out of every sticker.
I know.
Just
he
like
is.
If he was bombing.
Looking for more
as we speak.
Right?
As we speak.
Then we got Sloan in the fucking house that loves to talk, and I love having him fucking shoot the shit. It's because we're talking what we love. So, I mean, this is great. I like what you hit off on, that he sold out. And there's a lot of sellouts. When it comes to money, I think 90% of fucking humanity will sell their soul to the devil to live a better life.
Yep, this is true.
Hey, I bombed the shit of so many stickers, this market's dying.
Look at this shit. Jesus Christ. Yo, I gotta get a couple of bricks now. Look
at
that.
Another fucking marker. Where the mother, yo? Where the marker's at?
Hey, use this one. This one's good. This is a paint marker.
Yeah, I gave him that one.
This is blue.
Nah. It didn't work. Not for stickers. Paint markers ain't really good for stickers.
Nah, listen, it all, you know what? That when you do right with a paint marker, the feeling of the tip is totally different, but once you get the flow, it's the same shit. It's the same thing. These Posca markers, they're great on paper, they're great on canvas. I think these are one of the better markers. And you know, these were donated to the show by All the Right. So, you know, thank you again. Trying to give them the plugs. Not that I have to. Everybody knows All the Right's my shit. Anyway, so that was pretty good. It was so good, it actually threw me off my game for a minute. So, well, listen, we all have our opinions, and our opinions do matter. The people that listen to the show, they're learning something new, or maybe they knew it before. But everything, like you said before, you have 30 years, and you're still a student. That's you know what? To me,
that's a humble statement.
That's correct. It's a humble statement. And people that can't admit to that, those are the people that are really jerk-offs. Because you know what? I learn something new every motherfucking day of my life.
I do.
And sometimes it's a reminder, and sometimes it's a stepping stone, and sometimes it's a hole in the fucking in the ground. So, listen, you touched base on something really good, and I would like to elaborate more on that. You know, if we fear certain movements, what the fuck are we going to talk about in the future?
It's true. I mean, look, this is how deep we've gotten into the whole topic, Alski. This is how passionate Dover and myself have gotten into the topic, right? So, as we know, I've had issues with certain people. I went full circle with the person. I went full all-out war, you know, World War III, going over the wars, back and forth. I even backed up from Dover, you know, to separate myself from the war. I even communicated with that individual that, the war was personal, it was A and B. So Dover, as the stand-up dude he is, you know, he goes, he stands up for himself. He tries to approach the dude, you know, on a peaceful note and let him know, look, this is an A and B thing between you and that. You know, whatever happens, happens. This dude goes to grab a camera and record him. You know, like on some next level shit, you know, and the man's just trying to speak to him as a gentleman, trying to come to a common level. And I mean, this is the person that we invest our trust in. This is the person that's making money in the galleries. I mean, he's talking crazy, but then when we see him in person, he pulls out a camera, or he's, you know, talking crazy on the internet and then calling cops. Like, these are the type of things that shouldn't even be happening. And I'm confused as to how do we uncope graffiti? Like, how do we change it back to what it was, being real and, you know, not dangerous, because we don't need danger. Danger is in life, period. But I mean, fun.
Grab the camera as soon as you see him.
Yeah, that's what he does. Like, that's what they do now. They grab the camera as soon as
you see him. Disable the man. Disable him.
Exactly. And then if you disable him, you're going to get locked up. Like, that's my whole thing. You know,
but there's
like,
no way of recording if you disable the camera.
I know, but Google Earth. So anyway, that's my point. We're in the future, and we're very limited as to how we can deal with things as to what we want, because we feel free, but we're really not free. We don't own the government. The government owns us. And when they feel like our card and our time is up, they will let you know real quick. Yeah. So please, government, understand we don't think we're bigger than you. No, we're very humble people. We just want to have a lot of fun and good memories with the art that we know. You know, we are pretty much
very well said.
We're Generation X, pretty much. You know, if you really want to think about it, and we weren't never meant to be anything, and we have to make sure that we do what we can and be who we are going to be anyway. I mean, we're the generation that they recommended to go to school twice, which I don't think is fair. You know, look at, there's babies that are 5 years old that know how to use the iPhone. You know, I mean,
no, it's
shit, I go to my iPad. Daughter, actually.
That's how it is nowadays, the iPad, that's what they want.
Yeah, we never had that back in the days. It was labor. We did labor. Everything was labor.
I go to my daughter whenever I need an app. She orders it for me.
This is what's happening.
I suck,
man.
Like that.
Yeah, that's funny. When
you're not internet savvy.
When my daughter, Juliana was born, she just turned 4, actually. And actually Chia had a birthday too, on the 21st, and Juju on the 25th. Anyway, when my daughter Juliana was born, my wife said, "Hey, I'm going to buy an iPad." So I'm like, "Huh?" I'm like, "Yeah, go ahead." She goes, "Well, no, I want to get it for the baby." And I looked at my wife like, "Come on, you want that shit for yourself." Lo and behold, ever since I could remember, my wife would put like the kids' things on there, whatnot. My daughter just turned 4. She's been using that thing for practically her whole life, and she knows what to do now. From the iPad, it went to the TV. I got this thing called Fire Stick. I don't know how to use that shit. My daughter takes the remote, "Daddy, I do, Daddy, I do," and she goes to all the stuff that I like, and she goes, "Here, Daddy." So technology compared to yesterday, totally different. Kids today are tech savvy. They're very smart with it. I mean, it's a great thing to have, you know, our kids into it. But on the other hand, as they get older, they're lazy motherfuckers that all they want to do is play fucking video
the
games.
The negative for the internet.
That's the bad part.
Negative for the internet, I'm going to say, is you could just take a tag here and a tag there, and they know worldwide nowadays. They don't have to put the work in that we did.
One other thing.
Well, not only that, but every time you worldwide snap a picture, known. If they really want to know where you hit, They zoom in on it. They got some GPS type of shit in there. GPS.
Google Maps, man. I'm telling you.
Remember, kids, no face, no case.
Well, today,
well, it's too late
every
for some
camera,
of us.
every few blocks, there's a camera. Wherever you go, there's a camera. Now, don't kid yourself. Some of these tunnels got cameras. Believe me, I've seen them. Some of these emergency exits got lasers. As soon as you go down those steps, that shit's tripping, goes right to the MTA to fucking to the precinct, and bingo, they get you. So we're like a society that it's not like yesterday. You could go somewhere, and if they couldn't prove you were there, you weren't there. You got eyes in the sky.
You know what's funny? That, you know, our government spends billions of dollars on so-called anti-terrorism tech, you know, technology, you know, being able to read text messages and being able to intercept certain messages that have certain keywords. You think that they would use this technology to kind of like keep tabs on the people that want to do harm to its citizens, but in fact, they have used this technology to spy on us. Facebook, Instagram, FBI, my dude. What you think? What you think? Yo, my man, yo, like at 3 in the morning on a Sunday, I woke up and I saw the light on this phone. It was blazing. I'm like, yo, what's this? And I'm like, yo, wait a minute. Yo, the camera was on. I was like, yo, they watching me? Yo, for real, my dude, when this phone goes off, all the bullshit go off on it too, son. GPS, all of that. I got don't track. I don't know how. I don't know how believable that is. But yo, if that's why they put the camera right here too on your shit. You know what I mean? They looking at you.
They're trying to prepare you for the eye scan.
Yeah, they're watching you. What you watching?
No, but you gotta understand something.
They got your eye scanned already, though. Yeah. Believe me when I tell you. If you think that the government is gonna sit down and say, "Yo, tune into the fucking Alski show because he's got graffiti writers on it," you're all out of your fucking mind.
Shout out to Rebel Knowledge.
If you actually, think that some motherfucker was watching you while you were sleeping, dude, you fucking whacked out your fucking ass. True story. Yeah, you know what? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But at this time, right here, right now, fuck everything, bro. Yeah, I want to do something different. We all been put down with many of crews. I want to go, Sloan, I want you to keep count. I want to go. Let's go around the mic. I want you to name crews that stuck in your head, crews you're down with, or whatever it is. I'll start it off. OTC.
KOA.
357 KRT 501.
No, fuck, he don't know how to take
RFC.
This fucking.
RFC.
TPA.
One at a time.
Crush Proof. KW. Come on, boys. Take it around.
BBK.
333.
IBM U5.
BBK.
I have to say U5.
All right. See, now, you know what? This is why I threw it in there. I wanted to see how fast we could go around the circle, but it looks like everybody's like,
We're all special ed.
I ain't stuck. You just don't want me to continue.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Dover's going to continue. Go ahead, Dover. Continue for us.
WR.
WR, right?
WRB.
LOB. Go on. Come on, Dover.
MW.
Vic Crew.
Fuck Crew.
170.
TPA.
113.
168.
CW.
TN.
KO.
VIC.
TNS.
NOC, TCA, FOC. CC Boys out of Corona, 11368. Big ups to my man Cello and Big Nels, all my people out there on 37th Avenue holding it down.
FUS, UK.
Bike Life.
SRS.
Low Lives.
Ooh.
Corona Boys.
STF.
Gotta represent.
TSK.
Ooh.
KBS.
FAL.
BSK.
182. FUK. FTR.
CIA. Shout out FTR.
FTR. Definitely. Fuck the rest.
TDC.
MTA.
Sick Crew.
Sick.
SIC.
That's pretty funny. I like that because, like I said, LES. You know what? You start fucking cooking the soup and all the shit comes out. Yeah. TDT.
Oh, shit. Shout out to Sev, yo.
UDI. Big shout out to Dio.
Dio.
That's one of my bombing partners.
Can't forget him.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dio.
DMS, BPLA.
Big shout out. Yeah, BPLA.
Shout out to Zane WR.
RC Crew.
Shout out to Rebel Knowledge.
Shout it out. All right, as we're getting ready to take it out, go ahead, man. Get your shout outs on. Because we get ready to wrap up another fucking episode.
RBI, Texas, FUS.
Of the Alski Show.
Free Chippy.
My nigga RD, keeping it real since 80.
Bike Life.
Shout out to my 50. Beautiful daughter, Chi. I love
shout
you.
Shout out to Hov.
No diggity.
Shout out to Bushwick.
Shout out
to Jesus
Corona.
Saves.
Shout out to all the
shout out to my girl, my mom. Shout out to everybody in graffiti. Shout out to everybody boosting, everybody racking, everybody putting in work. Everybody feeding the custies. Everybody putting in that work.
Spanish Harlem.
Everybody looking for beef.
131 crew, PT.
Everybody popping off.
Brian,
my
Brian,
nigga
Brian.
Smoke.
Everybody holding hammers.
Hell yeah. You don't know about that life.
Don't know. Stay away. Leave me alone. You're gonna find out.
You don't want it. You don't want it. You know. None of y'all niggas want this shit.
1,000 cans heavy. I'm ready.
Oh yeah. I want to thank Matt and Dover for coming through, shooting the shit.
Thank you for having us.
Yours truly, Al Ski. And we out like a trout, bitches.
357, motherfuckers.
KOA taking over 2016 War Tour. Peace.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, EKO.
Keys, Payne,
V-E, J-J,
Oro,
R-E,
R-E,
L-C.
Shout out to everybody that left this week.
Back,
fucking soon.
XBS,
Jim Dawes,
Aya,
E-G.
Rattle it on and on and on.